All right, friends, we're going to take one quick little break. And this one's to talk about a very exciting Two Idiot Girls announcement.
Yes.
This is about our Patreon, our membership only.
For those of you website. Who haven't joined it yet, this is a reminder.
Here we go. So you can visit patreon.com/twoidiotgirls to join the Idiot Friends membership. It was really fun getting to pick the names and like the little things they get to do because there's so many inside jokes like that you only know if you know. If you watch our show, like religiously.
That y'all love and we love.
Yeah. So over the last 2 years, we've been super excited and grateful on building our community on here. And it's meant so much to us. And we're super grateful for all of the love and support we've received from all of you.
Which is the only reason we're able to do this Patreon in the first place. So we're very thankful for y'all.
And for a while, all of you have been asking for more episodes, more content, and more connection. And we've been trying to figure out how. And that's when we came up with the Patreon. So here's a little highlight of what you're going to get into. You can see exclusive bonus podcast episodes, member only content, submissions, weekly polls, and a really fun, cool chat community that maybe we'll participate in once in a while.
Maybe we might jump in there.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Plus, all Idiot Friends will officially become part of the Awfawalo family, whether you like it or not.
The Awfawalo cinematic universe, if you will.
You're all of a sudden part of it.
You guys are now inside of it. Too late. You're in there.
You can't take it back. And so we'll have two different membership tiers. Drew's going to go over them in a second. One is called Zoomies. We thought that was so funny. And the other one is Thumbs Up. You're going to love both equally. It just depends on what you're looking for.
Okay, so I'm going to go over the different tiers and the differences between them for all of y'all. So the first tier is our Zoomies tier, and y'all love our Zoomies. Sometimes you hate our Zoomies, but it doesn't matter because we always give them to you
against your will. And I have a microphone and you don't.
Yeah. So the Zoomies tier is $5 per month, and it includes one bonus episode per month, and our member podcast is called Idiot Girls Gone Wild. Ah! Get it.
Take your top off.
Take your top off.
Go on, girl.
Don't
do that. Only I get to do that.
Only we get to do that. And these episodes are going to include many different things, but these are just some of the few sneaky peekies. So we have unfiltered conversations and commentary episodes with our mom, dad, who neither of y'all or none of y'all have seen them quite yet on the pod, but maybe that's coming soon. Plus, obviously, the Don Man. Everyone loved Donnie. Everyone loved Peely. And many, many more members of the Awfawalo Cinematic Universe. You get extra Zoomy time, extended conversations with guests, advice and Q&A, and so, so much more. We're also going to be doing weekly polls, right, which help us by providing feedback on different topics y'all want to hear, upcoming content, upcoming guests, and other areas to help us make a better, more fun community for all of you. We have the private chat community, which is access to a member-only space to meet and chat with other members of the Two Idiot Girls community, which that's one of my favorite parts about our fan base for the Two Idiot Girls show is that y'all have created such a loving, warm community with each other, and you all have found so much friendship amongst each other, which we love so much. And then also you get first access, so you'll be the first to know about any upcoming news, projects, updates, live events. So like, for example, when we went on tour earlier this year, when we do another tour, a national tour, y'all will have premier VIP access to hear about when it is, when tickets drop, all of that stuff. So that's the first tier. The second tier is the Thumbs Up tier, which everybody knows, everybody loves a thumbs up. So this one is $10 a month, and it includes everything within the Zoomies tier. Plus, you get two Idiot Girls Gone Wild episodes each month, exclusive content extras, so things like videos, photos, blog posts, and more that are not going to be posted anywhere else. So for example, it would be things like posts from our family members, childhood photos and videos. A lot of y'all wanted to see the picture of me where my hair was all fucked up and I took it anyways. So you'll get to see things like that. Vlogs, when we go on tour again. We also filmed lots of content on tour this time. So
we didn't post
it. But we didn't post it anywhere. So this is the perfect place to post it. I know all of you are chismosas just like us. And all of you like to see that stuff. You'll get to hear family stories, content related to our favorite TV shows and movies, recommendations, behind the scenes, all of that good stuff. And then in addition to that, you get member only submissions, which means you get to submit your questions, advice, topics, stories, and more that will be featured in the episodes of Two Idiot Girls. So for those of you that have been asking, how do I get my submission read? This is a surefire way to get it read, is you get to submit it first and we get to read it on the newest episodes. And lastly, you get pre-sale access to live shows. So in addition to the Zoomies tier where you just know when tour is going to come, for the thumbs up tier, what you get is first access to buy tickets, which is a great thing because the last tour we went on sold out. So, and many of you were upset, and I'm sorry, I couldn't get it for you fast enough. Sorry about that. In addition to that, because we know that not everybody is in a place financially where they can join either tier, and we're super cognizant of that, we also have something we call a free community, which is if you're not quite ready to join one of these tiers, you can start with the free community, which is us still being able to give you updates and sneak peeks of things so you can stay in the loop and you can stay up to date. It just won't be as in depth and as detailed as whether or not you were in one of the tiers. So we are so incredibly excited about this membership. It's going to be so fun, and we're going to get to know y'all on a much more personal and deep level, which we love and we adore. And so y'all can head over to patreon.com/twoidiotgirls to join the Idiot Friends membership. We can't wait to share way more information with you and way more silly goose activities, the goofs, the gaffs, and the laughs. Can't wait to share all of those with all of you. And we're so incredibly lucky to have such a strong Two Idiot Girls community by our side, which is why we can do this in the first place. So we're very thankful for all of you, and we're excited that you're excited. So many of you have already signed up and told us how excited you are, which is so incredibly heartwarming for us because we work really hard on this show. So we're really glad that you guys love it just as much as we do. So we promise it's going to be worth your money, worth your while, and we're very excited. So we'll see y'all on Patreon. Bye.
All right, friends. We'll get back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. This week, we have a lot of really exciting things going on.
Do we?
Well,
you do.
Just kidding. I move in 2 weeks. That's exciting.
That is very exciting. Dayson's moving into her new home. Clearly, we're still in the new home. I saw so many of y'all be like, thanks for including the plushies. I did feel safe. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That's me putting that in your crate. It smells like you guys.
It smells like us.
So no one, it smells like us. It smells like you guys. So no one gets scared.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dayson's moving. I just moved. What else?
You're going on vacaciones.
Oh, yeah. I'm going on a brand trip. Woo-hoo-hoo. When you see this, I'll be there. Where could it be? I'll be in St. Bart's with Way, which is so fun. Super so exciting. Fun. You guys are going to see it anyways. I'm going to be posting it regardless, but very exciting. And it's also doubling as an early anniversary trip for me and the PP. So
Pie.
me and Pee Wee. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, we have that. We just got back from Taylor Swift.
We did, in fact.
We went to night 4 out of 6.
Yeah, at the Eras Tour. At SoFi Stadium.
It was so much fun.
Blast and a half. Blast in a glass, if you will.
So much fun. She's just such a performer. Like, it was Yeah, she's insane. So great.
She's so fun. And her music is so fun. And I saw so many of you reposted my little end bit that I posted about her. And like how like the best part about her shows is like the camaraderie that everybody has. Yeah,
I was telling my cousin, it felt like a big sleepover.
Yeah, it feels like there's a very like sweet and loving energy.
Fun energy.
Yeah, like everybody wants to have fun and dance and sing, and nobody's like feeling self-conscious at all, and nobody's worried about anything. It's like everybody's just like there for the vibes.
Yeah, have fun.
To elevate the very sweet and wholesome vibes. Mm-hmm. It was fucking fun. And she has a production and a half, bitch. Like, that, first of all, it's so long. Like, 3 hours is a long fucking time to perform as, like, a single person.
Yeah.
But also, like, the production value is so high. Like, the graphics, the set design, her outfits. Mm-hmm.
The dancing.
The choreography, yeah. Yeah, they have so many, like, light shows choreographed and, like, fire and, like, all kinds of shit. So, like, even if you're not, like, a huge Swiftie, which why wouldn't you be? But if you're not, because you haven't listened enough, then you'll still enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if you go, you'll still have fun. You'll still have a good time. Mm-hmm. Lots of people who are like, I didn't really know any Taylor Swift songs at all, and I had a blast.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Vibes were high.
We did that, and then...
And so many people, I don't know if I should be offended, but so many people were shocked to see that I was a fan
of Taylor Swift.
Of Miss Swiftie herself.
I think it's kind of like how you're a Disney adult, but undercover about it. And I don't think it's
because really
you're undercover because you're ashamed. I think it's just not your aesthetic.
No, you know, Brittany told me the same thing about being a Disney adult. And I said, I talk about that all the time, but you guys just don't listen to me.
That's true.
On this show, you guys listen to me. But on all my socials, like, nobody wants to hear what I have to say unless I'm making fun of a douche. Like, nobody gives a fuck about my personal interests and hobbies. Yeah,
that's true.
Some of you, a majority of you do. I'm just being silly. I'm just kidding. But, like, I haven't broadcasted, so I guess maybe that's why people don't.
I don't know. I don't know
why. They were shocked by the Jonas Brothers shit, too. Like, when I showed the video of us as kids.
I think they must be new fans. Because I feel like we've talked about liking the Jonas Brothers.
I feel like we have too. Shit, girl.
The first time you ever did a live stream, you said once I hit 1 million, I'll find my fan fiction and read it.
And I lied.
And OGs remember that.
And I lied. But if you guys get me to 10 mil, then I'll make it up and I'll go live and I'll read it to you.
And then I'll act it out.
I'll read it to y'all. That could be something we add to the Patreon, honestly. Oh,
yeah.
I'll give you guys like a summary synopsis of it. Because I've never really told anybody.
We've given a synopsis on here.
Kind of, but not really. Okay. I didn't really get into the details.
No, but I'm saying we've given a quick little like.
Well, you know what? Now that our mom is looking through so much.
Maybe we'll find
of our old stuff. Hopefully we find it. I'm telling you, I saved it. I'm such a like keeper of things. I never throw things out. Especially like, but I also wouldn't be surprised if I threw that out because I was ashamed.
You know what? You're so real for that. You're so real for that.
And I think the most shameful part of it was me handwriting it. Like I hand wrote
pen that and thing. Paper.
Pen to the pad.
Yeah.
I literally went. I went in the lab and I went to work. And I hand
in
wrote
your High School Musical 2 notebook.
Girl. No, actually I wrote those in Jonas Brothers notebooks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had like they had like this, they used to sell these like shitty little notebooks at Walmart.
Yeah.
And I had a bunch of them.
Hannah Montana.
Yeah, I had Camp those. Rock. I had some Camp Rock ones. I remember I started the sequel too. I wrote one chapter and I didn't finish. Mm-hmm. But I was going to bring Demi Lovato into the second one because she wasn't in the first one.
She could have shaken things up a little bit.
It was Selena and Miley driven in my first one.
Okay.
That's why Brittany's like, who were you? And I go, I wasn't even in it. That's the worst part.
I was the penman.
What's the name of the lady that does Bridgerton?
What's the name? Shonda Rhimes?
No, like, what's the name of the character that does
Lady Featherhead or some shit?
You guys, yeah, you know how she's like, nobody knows who it is?
What is it? Bridgerton? I know it has.
Lady Featherhead? Stupid.
It's Lady Featherington.
Oh, you were close.
Yeah, see? You guys see?
I thought you were just making that shit up. No, you know who I was? I was Gossip Girl.
Oh, sorry. Lady Featherton. I was right. I just said head. See, go fuck yourself, bitch.
I thought you were making that up, which made it even funnier.
No.
Dude, I was Gossip Girl. That's who I was. In my fan fiction, I was Gossip Girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I was Kristen Bell, just writing. Dan, really.
It's Dan.
Dan secretly. Sorry, spoiler alert. For those of you who haven't watched Gossip Girl, I haven't even watched it.
Like, if you watch it back, it makes sense that it was him.
Because he's the only poor one, right?
Well, and it's funny because him starting that made him popular. Because they were like, oh, lonely boys over here, whatever the fuck, you know? And everyone's like, who the fuck is that?
I never watched Gossip Girl. Not one day in my life.
And you know what? You don't need to.
I watched the scenes of like on TikTok.
Blair and Chuck.
Yeah, Blair and Chuck. I fuck with. But then I found out like all this crazy shit. And I'm like, how did they work that into that fucking show?
Doesn't make
like
any
his
sense.
Dad trying to kill him or something.
Yeah, and I guessed all of it.
What?
I was like, I bet the dad comes back to life. He did.
What?
And you know what the dad's name was? Because what do you know what Chuck's last
Buck.
Name? Because Chuck's last name is what?
Bass?
Yeah. So the dad's name was Bart Bass.
Bart? Stupid. That's a silly name.
Actually, his name is Featherhead, bitch.
Lady Featherhead.
Okay, so we wanted to talk about that. And then I also wanted to bring up, we talked about Barnyard a lot in the last
episode. Yeah, hold on.
No,
hold
wait,
on.
I wanna voice my concern.
Uh-huh.
So she said Back at the Barnyard. So when I was Googling it as Back at the Barnyard, I was like, I don't remember being called that. I thought it was called Barnyard. And then I said, didn't Kevin James play Otis?
That's what you want to talk about.
And then you know what? And everyone's saying, because you mixed up both. One was the show and one was the movie.
Yeah.
In the movie, Kevin James plays Otis.
Okay.
And Sam Elliott plays the dad. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
When I said I thought Kevin James played Otis, you said, no, he didn't, when I was looking it up. Anyways, voice.
I didn't know you were bringing that up to attack me. No, and you're attacking them.
No,
because I'm gonna attack y'all.
Okay.
Because all of you were jumping down my fucking throat because you were telling me that the song was incorrect.
It's not Johnny Cash. It's Tom Petty.
And I just want to say,
I don't care.
First of all, and second of all, and third. Do I look like someone that listens to either of those artists? No.
The only Tom Petty song I know is Free Fallin'.
And even then, I didn't even know that. Like, because I just...
You know what? If that's not his song, don't tell, don't me. Tell me. I don't care. I don't want to know. I don't care.
I don't want to know. Like, look at me. Look at me. You must think my name is Bart Bass. Like, I don't listen to Johnny Cash.
You must think I'm Bart Bass or something.
Do I look like Otis's cow dad? I don't know who sings the song.
Who's the most country... artists you listen to? I think Orville Peck is probably the only one, and even then I only know a couple of the songs, but I don't really know many
Orville songs, honestly.
Does Casey Musgraves count?
Yeah, if Casey Musgraves counts, then
we're the number one country fans you've ever met.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it feels like something on my eye.
Oh, you like that one Josh Turner song?
That Josh Turner song, yeah, but I don't listen to it all the time. But
well, and then what's the Tennessee Whiskey?
Oh, Tennessee Whiskey's a great one.
Who sings that one?
Don't know.
I could tell you anyone tonight.
Tom Petty?
The Zac Brown Band? I don't know. I'm going to look it up. Stop yelling at us in the comments. I can remember already
when
feel
I,
it.
Remember when I...
Chris Stapleton,
yeah. Okay. Billy actually likes that song. Yeah. He showed me that song. Doesn't Luke Bryan sing that shake song? Country girl, shake it for me. That one.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, isn't that Luke Bryan? Who says I don't know about country? And I know he's very like liberal, so that's cool. And then of course the one favorite one.
Country
boy. When I die, I wanna come back as a country boy. That's all you need to know.
Nothing else.
That's all I need to know personally about country music.
Makes sense. That song. That's all I need to know.
So anyways, you guys can, I guess, eat it is what I was trying to say. Because you were all wrong. Like the version, I guess the version he was doing. What did that person say when they corrected themselves?
It's Sam Elliott singing it, right?
Yeah, no, but they were like, actually, I do stand corrected because it was like the Johnny Cash version or some shit like that.
I remember. Yeah.
Listen.
Do you like apples? That's what I would say to that.
That's what I'm saying to you. And by you, I mean whoever doubted me for even a second. I know my dead cow dads.
Oh, I see. So this person said, I just looked it up. The original is by Tom Petty, but the version in the movie was not. It's a cover by a guy. It's Sam Elliott, who does sound a lot like Johnny Cash.
There you go. Again. Not exactly right, but right enough that I'm going to take it. Right enough that I'm going to take credit for it.
Okay, so do you have any other zoomies you want to share with everyone? Or is that all you got in the noggin?
I just remember vividly thinking I need to make sure I rub their nose in the fact that I was right. Because so many of you were upset about that. And you know what? He's not your cow dad, and he's not mine either. But he is dead.
Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P. to a real one.
Okay, so this week we asked you guys to send in your funny concert stories.
Yeesh.
We just got back from the Eras Tour. This weekend I'm going to see Maggie Rogers at the Hollywood Bowl. Very excited about that.
Fun.
And then we get to see Beyonce in September.
Yes, we do. And I did actually get invited to another concert this weekend that I can't go to because I'm going away out of town.
So annoying.
And you guys know who it's with. It's at Yankee Stadium, and I can't go.
So annoying.
I would, though. Don't count me out, though. I will be going to one of those shows.
Yeah, I definitely want to go see them again.
I did ask. I'm like, any other date, let me know.
Do you have any funny concert stories? Oh, tell the one where you got my ID taken away.
Oh, yeah. So I do as I say, not as I do. But when I was under 21... I wanted to go into places and be able to purchase something that requires you to be 21. Mm. And I didn't want to fake because I'm too scaredy cat to get one. And I didn't want to like pay for it because I was broke. So I literally called my mom and I asked her, I'm like, hey, like, listen, I want to go out and have a good time. Besides my one friend, we were the youngest. So they always had to leave us behind every time they went out. And I was like, I really want to go out with my friends. Like, would you care if I took Dayson's old ID? Because at this point, Dayson's 22, right? So she got her.
No, 21. So you're 19. Because in California. 20. In California, they give you the up and down, so the vertical IDs.
I was 20 when I took your thing.
I know. I'm just saying, when I turned 21, that's when they gave me the regular.
Yeah, they turn it horizontally. Yeah. But like when you're underage, they have it vertically. Mm-hmm. And so I asked my mom if I could have the vertical one. And she said, yeah, you can have it. My one condition is if you get arrested, I'm not going to bail you out. And I said, that's a deal I'm willing to take. So she FedExed it to me in Hawaii. Didn't tell Dayson. That's hilarious. And then I took it.
I was there when she did it.
No, I know, but I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
I asked her first.
Which it's my ID, so I don't even know why.
Because you would have said no, because that's such an older sister thing to do.
It's annoying.
See what I mean? Like, it wouldn't hurt her or harm her at all, but she would get fucking mad at me if I asked for it because she had to wait. So why shouldn't I have to wait? That's older sister bullshit. That's why I went around her. I went to the big boss. First ass.
So she gets the ID.
Yeah, I get it. And then I used the shit out of that thing. Like, I rode that bitch till the wheels fell off. But I also was really nervous because on there it said I was 5'3 or 5'4. Mm. I think it says 5'4 on your ID, right?
Yeah, it's like 5'4, 160
pounds. 25 pounds or some shit.
I've never been 125. Be serious. I think it might have been 140. It's like pretty bad on there.
I thought it was like 135 or something. No, like
yeah, yeah.
Either way, I wasn't that heavy and I wasn't that small.
Same.
And I remember thinking, like, if they look at this, they're going to be like, you're not fucking 5'4", bitch. And you're sure as fuck not 125 pounds.
Yeah.
So I was like, uh-oh, right? But then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to use it and then I'll just make something up. Like, I was going to tell them I was 16 when I got it. And most of the bouncers in Hawaii are Samoan, so most of them didn't really care. When I gave it to them, they checked the age and they were like, okay, cool. And then the last time I used it, I went to a Tyler the Creator concert in Hawaii, and he was at the Republic, which my local girls are like, yeah, because that's where all the like smaller artists go, because he was big, like Wolf. I think it was right after Wolf, so he had like a concert there, but he had a small one. And so I went with my friend and her boyfriend at the time. And I went up and I used to keep them right next to each other in my wallet. And I gave them the 21 one, even though you only had to be 18. But then when I gave it to him, I couldn't take it back. So I can't be like, wait, I gave you the wrong one. Give it back. And then it's a different person and
you
a different
name. You said, I accidentally gave you my sister's ID. I'm sorry.
Well, then like, why would I have that?
Like, just say like, me and my sister went out. You have this whole story. And he's like, you're like, literally lying.
No, that's what. And so what he did was he looked at it and then he was like, okay. And then he gave me, he let me in, but then he drew big X's on my hands, which obviously means you're under 21. And then I go, oh, can I have my ID back? And then he goes, no, I'm going to hold on to this. And then whoever it belongs to, they can come and get it from me. And then I go, what do you mean? That's me. Like, I'm trying to continue the bit. And then he goes, you should go in there before I change my mind. And then I said, oh, okay. And so I went inside. Sucked because I couldn't drink or anything. Ugh, right? I'm like, ugh, when your fake ID doesn't work. Ugh. So then I go inside. There was a guy that like, he like really liked me, but I did not like him. But he was a bouncer at that place. And I literally went up to him and I started like flirting with him because I was trying to convince him to go get my ID. And it worked. Like, he literally went back there. Mm. And he dug through all of them and he was sending me pictures and he's like, is this it? Is this it? I'm like, are you fucking dumb? Like, I told you what the name is.
Just forget it.
Just forget it. You're fucking useless. He's just getting mad at him.
He's doing something illegal.
Breaking laws. Like, he's violating privacy laws. And I remember because I text him the name. And if I text you a name,
why are you sending me
one that says Lindsay Hodgkins? Like, why the fuck are you sending me that? Like, are you dumb? That's what I'm saying. But part of me was like, I was panicking a little because I was like, my mom's going to be so fucking mad at me that I lost it. Like, I got it taken away. Because then, you know, it's like, oh, like someone might take it and steal your identity. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even me. And so I remember I was so worried. But then at the same time, I was like, it's all right. I got time. It's all right. Like, that's what I kept telling myself to feel better. And I remember the next day that concert was on a Sunday, and then the next day I had school. So then I was at school, and that kid that I was talking to at the bar, he had been texting me, and he's like, "I'm gonna go back today, and I'm gonna look again." And I was like, "Okay, let me know if you find it."
You're so mean.
Hey, it worked out, because was he doing that because he wanted to hang out with me? No, he wasn't. And honestly, he turned out to be like, he was nice to me, but he was also like extremely, what do you call it? Like gross, in the sense that he like started objectifying me really bad to my face and shit when he would get drunk. And that's why I was like, see, now I don't feel bad. Like, I didn't feel bad at the time. And now I especially don't feel bad, because you're a fucking sicko.
Did he end up finding it?
Yeah, he said he found it, and he sent me pictures, and they cut it up into a million fucking pieces. And then I was like, damn. And then in my head, I was like, well, no one else can use it, so win-win, I guess.
So annoying.
And I said, and he said, what are you doing this weekend? No response. Listen,
I'm busy, sorry.
Well, that's the deal. You want to have sex with me, and I make you run pointless errands that turns out to benefit me and me only. And then that's it.
And you're going to get mad at me?
And you're going to get mad at me because I was using your attraction to me against you. Just kidding. In my favor is what I will say. But anyways, that's when my fake ID got taken away.
I was trying to think if I have funny concert stories. I almost got in a fight at an Aaron Carter concert. Rest in peace, Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
At Wow Hall, if you live in Eugene, that's like where
college, see, college concerts, something crazy happens.
I saw Common Kings there. I saw
Common Kings in Hawaii too.
Yeah. So it was a tiny little hall. And this girl was just being annoying and like jumping into me and my friends. And I would turn around. I'm like, can you stop? And she was like, he likes it about my friend. And I was like, she does not like it. So stop. And then she did it again.
Misgendering on top of that?
Yeah. And then I grabbed her by her arm and pulled her towards me. And her friends were like, she's so drunk. Please leave her alone. I'm like, you guys need to leave her. I'm going to beat up your friend in the middle of I Want Candy. And I will do it.
Do what you got
to
do.
I went to Macklemore at Matt Knight Arena when he was like at his peak.
I saw.
And it was genuinely so fun. It was the first time I'd ever been on the floor of a concert. I paid $20. I got a huge student discount to go. And I was like so excited.
That was when he was popping. Yeah. Like he was like.
That's when that album came out. What was it called? Not Thrift Shop. What was the name of the album? It's called something silly. Anyway,
I'm not a big Macklemore fan, so I wouldn't know.
Okay. Me neither.
No, not enough, but you enough to go to a floor. I think that was
right when that album came out.
Me neither. I was just on the floor at one of his concerts.
On the floor, front row, barricade.
Sorry.
Asking him to sign my tits. Sorry. I don't know. But,
that doesn't make me a fan.
I don't like being... I like being on the floor, but not like that because people are so rude and shove, and I don't understand that.
I'm also like... I'm a big person, so I understand how annoying it is when big people stand in front of you, and I'm bigger than most people.
It's not even that. It's like, you know, when they go, my friend's up there.
No, I get that. I'm saying me personally, why that's the reason why I don't like doing it.
Oh,
because
I
understand that I'm much bigger than most people are. Yeah. So is Billy. So, like, if he's with me, it's like the fucking two towers standing in front of you. That's not fair. But also I just hate being touched. I hate being squished. So
I feel that
those aren't my vibes personally. That's why, like, when we went to Coachella with Brittany, she loves to be barricade. So we were like, peace and love, girl. I'll be back here.
Yeah. For Rosalía.
Yeah. So she like went and was barricade and we waited at the back.
It was really fun.
And she came back and found us and we all had a good time. We all had fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, I thought of another, I saw Kendrick Lamar in Hawaii. That was really fucking cool. That was right after, Float Like a Butterfly. Whatever, sting like a pimp.
It's pimp.
Pimp like a butterfly. That's what it is. I know it's like float like a bumblebee's or whatever that saying. It's like a play on that. It was right after that came out. So that was fucking cool. That was really fun. That at that concert, one of my friends almost got into a fight with a girl outside because she was being really rude and she was trying to steal our cab. And I remember like there was no Uber at the time. There was only
pimp
cabs.
A butterfly.
Oh yeah, pimp a butterfly.
I'm saying to pimp a butterfly. That's all it's called. I'm like the way we were saying it didn't sound right, and I was trying to remember what it was called. Sorry,
my B, Kendrick. If you ever see this, my friend got into a fight or almost got into a fight outside that concert. But the funniest part about that was that she had loaned her hair tie to my other friend and her hair was up in a pony with it, like, because it was so hot. And I remember when it started getting hot, like it started getting a little too spicy, like things were heating up too quickly. I was like, hey, like, let's take it down a notch. Like, I don't want anyone to get arrested or because there's a ton of fucking cops outside. My friend doesn't give a shit. So she wants to fight. And she tells my other friend, give me back my hair tie. And then my friend was like, no, we're not. We don't need to do that. It's fine. And she like turned around to talk to the other girl. And my friend grabbed her pony and ripped it out really hard. And that made me laugh because I was like, why would you do that to our friend? I can't say. But like, holy fuck, dude. That made that like that took all of the tension out for me because that made me laugh so hard. Like I was like, the way her neck just went like, oh, like that. Hilarious. Lots of random concert adventures I feel like we've had.
I know. So we're glad that we asked all of you to send in yours.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a lot of weird ones in here. So like this one's from Izzy. They said, I got literally pissed on at a Florence and the Machine concert by this old guy who was absolutely steaming off poppers.
Huh?
Have you ever seen
Florence?
Have you ever seen Florence live? She's crazy. That's like one of the best shows I've ever been to.
I bet she's so good live.
Do you know how mad I would be if someone peed on me?
At a Florence concert? Like of all the people?
All the people to be doing
the
that?
The vibes don't seem to match.
I don't understand.
That's sinister energy. I'm going home in cuffs that night. I'm beating someone's ass if they're peeing on me.
Yeah. I don't care how high you are. I'm going to
fight
you.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I don't care. Then you won't remember this and then you punch him in the fucking head. Okay. Maybe this will sober you up. Fucking knock right in the noggin.
Yeah. Okay, this next one's from Blue. They said, when I was 10, I went to my first ever concert, which was the Jonas Brothers at the Sports Arena in San Diego.
Yeah.
So it was probably Qualcomm.
Yeah.
And tell me why I stuffed my bra thinking Nick would see me with big boobies from the crowd and be like, that's my girl, and invite me backstage where I would give him head and fall in love.
Did you really think
at 10 years old you're gonna?
You were thinking about giving head? You were thinking about topping him at 11?
That's crazy.
You were thinking about slobbing on that knob at 10 years old?
I didn't even know what that was at 10 years old.
What? Did you just add that in or did you really think
I
that?
I don't think you just added that in because it's funny.
I need you to elaborate quickly about whether or not you were really thinking about pipe when you're 10 years old.
They put where I would give him head and fall in love and they put the emoji with the little heart.
I can't believe you're thinking about swallowing him whole and you're 10 years old.
That's crazy.
I'm like thinking about at 10 years old, I was in love with Ray Toro from My Chemical Romance.
Wouldn't want that anywhere near me.
No, I literally thought like getting married. I'm like, okay, well, when we get married, we'll just have separate rooms because I'm not sharing a room. Like that's literally how I thought. I'm like, I'm not sharing a room. Definitely not sharing a bed. We're never touching. That took my breath away, Blue.
It really did. I won't lie to you.
That left me speechless a little bit.
Okay.
The fact that you're thinking about giving him sloppy toppy and you're fucking 10 years old is just insane.
I gotta make my boobies really big and juicy.
Well, then you're like, first, I'm gonna slob on that fucking knob and then we're gonna fall in love.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
There you go. He'd invite me backstage. I'd do what needs to be done. And
the
we'd
fact
fall
that
in
you
love.
Knew about, you're thinking about oral at that age is crazy. That's crazy. Yeah.
Okay, this next one's from Caroline. She said, when I was 12 or 13, my bestie at the time and I had seats at the Staples Center right next to the stage to see the Jonas Brothers.
Yup.
Nick was her bias and Joe was mine. She brought roses.
We actually saw them at the Staples Center too.
Yeah, that was the last time we had seen them.
Yeah.
Until recently. So she said she brought roses to throw on stage and tied her phone number to them. And Joe took a rose from her. I remember being so fucking salty and I never forgave her, as if one of the Jonas Brothers was actually going to see her number on the rose and be like, oh yeah, let me text that girl from the front row of our show. That's some Wattpad shit.
That is such a like, I would be salty too. If I'm
being honest. She said they were 12 or 13. Like that's very much the age I would be like that. I would also be salty.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have been pissed. I would have been like, well, obviously he saw you. You're like, you're more in front of them than me. So yeah. It's not a preference. It's literally like, it's just like he could see you better. I mean, just making up excuses to not feel bad. And it's even funnier because, oh wait, no, her bias was Nick, huh? That's why she was extra salty. Cause Joe was her favorite.
Yeah, I think she was just like, why didn't I get to give Nick my
salt in the wound? Wait, no.
So it was the other way around. So her favorite was Joe, and then her friend gave it to Joe.
That's what I'm saying. That made it even worse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she gave it to your man. Your man. My man. Thank you to my man. You know that fucking song?
It makes me so annoying.
You know, it's really annoying, but I also want to make one too. Let me think. If it was the world tour, like the one that was at Staples Center when they did Lines, Vines, and Trying Times, then we also went to that show.
Yeah. They probably had multiple shows. I thought we were at the
show. No. I know. I'm saying like we went to that show, like for that tour. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where they had like Jordan Sparks.
Honor Society. And there's a girl group, but I can't remember their name.
That's the Korean girl group. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were really good too. That's like the, the Honor Society thing. Remember when we went and waited in line
for the meet and greet? And they asked for
we were at that show. And like after the opening acts, they had like an intermission. And so me and Dace were kind of walking around. You know, when you're young and you're like, let's walk around. Why did we do that so much? Now I'm like, I'm not getting up.
Because we thought we could find them in the venue, which makes sense.
Or like, or get noticed by someone. I just mean in general, like, you know, when you're at the mall and you're like, let's walk around because you have no money.
Yeah.
Now I attention. Hate, now I hate what, yes, exactly. Now I hate walking around anywhere that I, doesn't require me to be walk to. If I don't need to walk around, I'm not going to. But anyways, we walked around and we saw this line that was like to meet Honor Society. And then Jason was like, I was like, let's get in the line. And she was like, we don't know any of them. Because we only knew one song by them.
I don't even remember it now.
Me either. And then Jason was like, we don't even care about them. Like, why would we go wait in line? I'm like, I don't know. Like, what if they're friends? And like, what if we get to meet them? And they're like, these chicks are so cool. Bring them backstage.
These chicks.
These chicks rock.
And they're so chill.
I said, what if they think that? And she was like, okay. Because like, Jason would just do it. Because I said it with confidence. I'm like, we should do it. And then we get to the very front. And it's like looking into the room. And you can see them in there. Like, they're just standing in there. The line wasn't very long. And you can see them in there. They're looking at us. And then the guy goes, oh, can I see your tickets? And we show them our regular tickets. And he goes, no, your meet and greet tickets. Like, you need meet and greet tickets in order to meet them. And I go, oh, we do? And he goes, yeah. I go, oh, never mind. And we just walked out.
And I was embarrassed. And
Jason was like, that was so embarrassing. I'm like, why? Because of fuck. We don't have the tickets. Like, we can't meet them. They said no. Oh, well, gonna have to try another way.
Stupid.
I was like, oh, okay, never mind then.
Oh, sorry.
And we just left.
Okay, this next one's from Emily. She said, when I was 11 years old, I got the opportunity to see One Direction on the Where We Are tour.
Ooh.
That tour included 5 seconds of summer opening and took place when Zayn was still in the band.
Damn, I'm jealous.
And all of the guys were still in their frat boy era.
That's I like wish. Long hair, Harry. Yep.
Yeah, with the scarf in his hair.
Yep. No, when it was long and it didn't need the scarf anymore, I was like...
Oh, okay. Oh, because he cut it and then did the scarf.
I love long hair on a man. That's not a secret.
My mom took me and we were row J, but we're the closest to the runway of the stage, if that makes sense. So it was super close, front row seats. We left for the concert 6 hours before the start of the show and was stuck in traffic for so long that we ended up missing most of 5 seconds of summer set. It ended up being okay because all I wanted to see was One Direction. When the show started, we were sobbing and having so much fun. I was on Harry's side of the stage, which mattered so much to me. My little kid self was shaking in my boots. Midway through the set, my stomach started to hurt so badly that I had to use the restroom. Long story short, I was constipated from the Arby's we had eaten earlier that day. It was the type of poop where I was literally sweating on the toilet seat.
Constipated? I don't think that's constipation, babe. That's diarrhea.
She goes, my mom ended up getting mad at me because we missed Live While We're Young due to my poop problem. times after the show because we ran in so frantically. We lost our car and ended up walking around the stadium for 3 hours. Anyway, such an eventful night. I wish I could relive. I would even relive it with the poop problems if One Direction were to get back together.
You were fighting for your life. Damn, that night,
that's
mama.
A lot.
Holy fuck. First of all, I'm so fucking jealous that you got to go to that one. That one's cool.
Yeah.
Which one did we go to? We went to the very first one, the Up All Night tour.
Yeah. We went to Up All Night and then we went to the very last one, which didn't have Zayn.
Yes.
I don't remember what that one was called, but yeah.
That's right.
Before they dropped Made in the AM. So yes. They were touring Midnights, I think. Or Four. I'm sorry.
Four, yeah.
Midnights is Taylor Swift. Sorry.
Yeah. Dude, if One Direction got back together, like, that would be a great, like, they would make a bag and a half, mm-hmm. bitch, if they got, like, the way that these bitches would come running, and I'm talking about myself.
Yeah, I am bitches, yeah.
I am the bitches that would come running. I think that they should reunite for a tour. I mean, I feel like even, like, Melissa, like, our Lash Girl, she was telling us, our friend, she was telling me this morning, that she's like, I feel like a lot of artists are trying to lean into nostalgia because like someone like Taylor's doing it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But Taylor has 4 albums that she made over the pandemic that and
she didn't get to tour. Yeah.
So like that makes sense that she's weaving in old songs too. But then the Jonas Brothers are going on tour too. And theirs is hugely nostalgic and their new music. So I'm like, if now is the time.
Everyone,
get on their Zoom. Tell all of 1D to get on their Zoom and sync up.
Please.
Let's make it happen. Bring Five Sauce back into the mix.
Ugh, old Five Sauce.
If you bring Five Sauce back into that tour would sell out so fast, bitch. That would be insane.
They're all full grown men now. That's crazy.
Just like one good, like one real good, like last tour.
Yeah. You guys, I had such a huge crush on Callum Hood when I was well after Five Sauce. Like,
yeah. She went through a real Five Sauce phase
in college. What's your favorite One Direction album? I love Up All Night.
Take Me Home.
Is that the second one?
Yeah.
That's my favorite one. I've told you that before.
Take Me Home and
Four
are really, but I do love Up All Night. Like I have lots of memories tied to them. Like as a kid, I listened to it so much.
Did they not have an album called Midnight Memories? Wasn't that the third one?
That's a song.
Isn't that the name of the album?
I think that's on Made in the AM.
No. Midnight Memories had Zayn on it. Oh,
okay, well.
I'm looking it up right now.
I don't remember.
What was it called? It was called Midnight Memories. I told you. It was Up All Night.
I didn't really care for Midnight Memories. Like, I liked it, but I didn't like it as much as I liked the other ones.
Yeah, Up All Night, Take Me Home, Midnight Memories.
Four.
Made in the AM. Four is their best album, but I really love Take Me Home. Four and
Up All Night. The bonus tracks on Take Me Home, like Irresistible.
Magic.
Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Ooh! Deep cut.
Yeah, get out of my face.
That's a B-side.
I mean, B-sides only. Only the OGs know. And I only know that because when Take Me Home came out, I remember Tumblr was huge at the time. And the Tumblr girls, if anyone's going to hack into the mainframe.
But see, I don't think they were hacking. I think
at Psycho Records.
I think their management was like leaking it, like giving it.
They could have been. Yeah. They could have been. Who knows?
And made you think you were listening to something like illegally.
But I also think that they have the power to do that too. Like the fangirls.
Yeah.
So like I remember I heard Truly, Madly, Deeply and Irresistible. Yeah. I heard those two first.
Irresistible, they're so good, you guys.
I listened to them literally on Tumblr. And I remember I was like, I had my little like iPhone at the time and I had to go on my app to listen to
it. Is Diana on that album or is that on Midnight Memories?
No, that's on Midnight Memories.
Oh, okay. Is Little Black Dress?
Yeah.
That's on Midnight Memories. What's on Take Me Home? Kiss You?
Kiss You, like Heart Attack.
Is Rock Me?
Yeah, that's on there.
I hate that song.
I want you to rock me. Come On, Come On is on there.
That's a good one.
That's why I put that in my story not too long ago. And I said, and what the fuck do y'all know about this?
Bro.
And Brittany messaged me and she said, exactly.
Oh, Last First Kiss is on this one too. Yeah.
Take Me Home is a great one.
Little Things. I don't care about your fat, ugly, sloppy pig slut.
I love you despite all of your back rolls. I love you despite a bitch.
Change My Mind. That's a great one.
I would over again. That's another good one.
Back, I would, yeah.
Over. Back for you. They don't know about us. You guys, they were so...
don't know about the things we do.
They literally... Yeah. We talk about this about One Direction like every 6 months or so. Yeah. But they were literally writing from fan fiction. That's what is so good.
You want the bitches to buy your music? That's what you do.
You have to write that.
You have to put them in the POV scene.
Change your ticket or change
yeah,
my ticket?
Change your ticket, yeah.
That's literally about you visiting him on tour and him saying, I don't want you to leave. I'm going to change your ticket.
Yes.
You guys. It makes me sick to my stomach. Music will never be the same.
Okay. I saw this on TikTok and I don't know if it's real, but it like enraged me a little bit because I'm like, that's not real. Because that's like the old fangirl in me.
Okay.
But it was literally this girl as she was acting out a scene. But essentially what happened is she claims that she worked in this cafe that was like in London. And at the height of like One Direction fame, you know how sometimes they would fuck off and all go home for a while when they would in between tours.
Yeah, but then paparazzi would like take pictures of them kissing their girlfriends on their porch. Like,
yeah, it was very like, you know, like it, they had to stay in the limelight. They had to stay seen. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they were trying to fuck off and like live life privately for a little.
That lifestyle was so fun.
It was. I'll never know joy. Era.
I'll never know a joy like that again.
That era. Ugh.
It's just so fun. Anyways, go ahead.
And I remember... She said that she worked in this little cafe and she said that this guy came in. This is literally a Wattpad thing. Like, this is what makes me think she's not telling the truth, but maybe she is. Who knows?
Okay.
But she was saying she worked in this cafe. She had been living in the UK for like a couple years. So she's an American, right? Okay. And so she's working. It's tiny. It's an early morning. It's like a Tuesday. And she says some guy comes in and he's like one of the only three people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And she serves him and she's just serving him and he's really nice and he's like kind of flirty. And then she's like,
she doesn't know who he is.
Yes. That's why I said this is literally Wattpad.
Okay.
And he asked her about like where she's from. And she's like, oh, I'm from California. Some bullshit like that. Then she goes home and her mom tells her, I've sold you to One Direction. You know what I mean? That meme.
Who do you think gave you the teeth, sweetheart?
Oh, yeah. So... She said that
I'm literally sick to my stomach. I'm like giddy. I know, that's
so she had like the vibes, right? She like sensed the vibes.
And I feel then, like I've seen this. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then, and she's beautiful. Like she's a beautiful girl. So okay. Like if it did happen, it would make sense.
I want to guess who it is.
You know who it is.
Is it Harry?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But she said she didn't know who he was. Like she couldn't recognize him. And I said, at the time that this allegedly happened,
everyone knows
that. But that man especially
out of all
was
of them.
Fucking everywhere. Yeah. Like there's no way you didn't know who that was.
Well, especially she's living in London. Like everyone knows.
That's what
who
I'm saying. Yeah. So then she's like, she says that they vibe, right? And then she says the next day she called off because her friend, like she basically played hooky from work. Her friend invited her to go do something. She wanted to do that instead.
Okay.
And so she went and fucked off with her friend.
Did they
and
go to then, a Wonder Age concert?
No. Like they went to go do some bullshit. Okay. And she just played hooky from work. Then the day after that, she came back in and her friend, like her work friend was like, girl, where the fuck were you yesterday? She's like, oh, I played hooky. I called out, whatever. She's like, why would you do that? Like she said, her friend was like frantically, like, why would you do that? She's like, who fucking cares? Like
was Harry Styles asking for her?
He came back and like asked for her number. And since she's new, that girl didn't have it. So she was like, I honestly don't know what her number is. And he's like, oh, okay. Maybe next time. And he left, never came back.
I don't believe it.
Neither do I. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it. I don't. But at the same time, everyone was like, like watching in the comments.
You guys, there's something that I've been watching regularly and it makes me act like that. Can't talk about what it is, but.
It is a show that we've talked about before and it involves two brothers and one girl.
And one girl. And the new season has me. I feel like Brady was like.
No, she's like.
Literally.
That's literally how we feel.
The whole show.
It's so, I like, oh, guys, I want to talk about it so bad. I want to talk about it so bad.
We're being respectful. We're being respectful.
I okay. literally caught up last week. I want to talk about it so bad, but I can't.
I can't.
I have many thoughts. Many thoughts. Many. But if you're not on the right team, then your opinion is invalid. I don't want to hear what you have to say.
It doesn't matter.
And you guys know what the right team is.
You know. There's only one.
There's only one right one.
He was number one.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
Again, we are launching a Patreon. There is a membership. There is a secret Two Idiot Girlfriends Club. You know what it reminds me of? Hmm. Remember in SpongeBob, he's like, best friend forever, best friend forever. Mm-hmm. Ring. Yeah. That's okay. But anyways, so make sure you guys go look at that. It's patreon.com/twoidiotgirls. We had a huge announcement in this video. I'm sure you saw it.
Yes.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can stream other episodes ever. You can listen to podcasts. And the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Other than that, we love you and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.